This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your hidden power. Do you know where or what your hidden power or powers are? This hour every week is aimed at helping to explore those things with you, people that you care about. Very interesting things from the world of metaphysics. Some people call it metaphysical. I call it the intuitive arts. Thinking about that which you don't understand, I think, becomes a great exercise for most people who are curious. It's like taking a course on yourself. We all need to find out more about ourselves. Some people are afraid to find out too much about themselves. And then if you find people who are good that can help you explore the inner workings of you and others, it makes it that much better. Thus is the case with a lady named Kim Bellissimo, who I discovered a number of years ago in Mill Valley, California. She is not the typical person when it comes to being a coach. I suppose we could call her a counselor. She's an energy worker. She is hard to describe, but if you go to her website, Kim Bellissimo, B-E-L-L-I-S-I-M-O. It seems to me you have a couple of different websites, Kim, now that I'm asking the question sort of out loud. Forget, don't you have a couple of different websites people can go to sort of faff you out?
No, it's KimBellissimo.com.
No, it is. All right. So why? Yeah. I've given you more... credit. All right, so Kim, in the world of interest, I found myself trying to find out more about me, and I've made it very clear on the air over the years how important I think therapy is, and I think people take different roads to find out what goes on in their mind, what factors there are that go into making up who you are. Some people are more curious than others. Some people are afraid to find out who they are, where they came from, what that energy is they can't explain. I'm not. Maybe I'm not smart enough to be worried about it. I just think that it's something that we need to know. So I guess going back a little bit for people to understand who Kim Bellissimo is, how did you figure out that you had the ability and were interested in helping people with their own abilities?
Yeah, when I was very, very early on, I could see light and I could see light energy. I could see how a lot of people had light around them, which I was attracted to, but I could also see a dark energy that would come and take them over. And so early on, I was overtaken. I could describe it by inhaling the tar at an early age. And so from as early as I can remember, it was trying to get my freedom. And I started my path pretty much at the dumps, because my father, he was a hoarder. And so we would go to the dumps all the time. And all I could remember is at the dumps and all this chaos, there were bulldozers creating a lot of space, and there were peacocks. And I looked at a peacock, and it was eating this poison, drinking this green liquid, and it expanded its plumes. And from that early age, I was thinking to myself, how could this peacock be so beautiful and all this trash and junk? Because that's what I felt like. And so that's where my path really began, if I look at it. And I was like the first organizer in the United States, because my goal was, if I could only clean the physical environment, somehow my life would get better, because I would always be cleaning around my father. And I started a company called Time Savers, and that was cleaning hoarders before hoarders were even known. And so and that's where I began. But I found out very quickly that just cleaning somebody's physical environment, it would go back into chaos. And so I thought, if only I could clear their mental environment. And that's when I got my degree in counseling. And I was always very intuitive, so I knew that I wouldn't necessarily just have a path of counseling. And counseling is very helpful, looking at kind of where the incidents is, a person got stuck, but it never quite cleared the energy of it. And so I started meditation. I only took a few courses in meditation. And in that, I found that, you know, even though it helpful, maybe learning grounding, but a lot of these communities that I got involved with, the relationships were off. And I remember sitting in a healing line one day, and I dropped into my heart. And the person asked me, what was I doing? Because we were healing the people in front, and we were supposed to be getting the healing at the same time, kind of channeling. And then I realized that when I dropped into my heart, it started clearing. It started clearing the person in front of me. It was clearing me. And
when you say clearing, what do you mean clearing? What dropping into your heart? Explain that, and then what it means to clear.
Well, when I look at a person that comes to me, I look at where their energy stuck, where their energy stored, where they can't access their power. And when I'm looking at somebody's energy field, I look at the heart creates a circle around us. The heart creates actually in a circle. And so when I'm looking at somebody's energy field, I look at the circle. And if their heart is open, it actually pulls in four fields of energy. And when it does, it creates this beautiful loop. It looks like a figure eight loop, kind of a vertical figure eight loop, and a horizontal infinity loop. And when their heart's open, they have the ability to ask. They've got the ability to receive. They can, you know, create an intention, and then it can come down into physical manifestation. I could see where, you know, their minds may divide their energy into the negative and positive. It will pull their energy out, but their heart will bring it back in. So, you know, and when I look at clearing someone, I look at where is their energy stored and stuck. It's kind of like, you know, in that dumps, you know, where or in a closet full of crap, where their energy is stored, they have no access to it. And this is what I call the backspace. And what that means is when we don't have access, you know, to our energy, we continue to create with it. We may have an intention about we want to create this, but no matter how many intentions we make, it's not going to work until we actually, you know, release the energy out of our backspace, open that, you know, stored closet and start taking things out and identifying it and looking at it. And when you do that, the magic happens because the energy can release, and then you have more energy to create with.
All right, so clearing backspace, some of the terms used here, dropping into your heart, intention. I want to, as we continue here, figure out if men are different than women when it comes to responding and or when it comes to asking for your help. It's Kim Bellissimo with Doug Steffen on the Your Hidden Power visit for the week. A fascinating lady, KimBellissimo.com. A lot of things about process are part of this, and I want to talk with her about what I've done myself. I don't mind. I'm a guinea pig sometimes. Clearing oneself from unhealthy relationships is an important part of work. There's all kinds of things. Unhealthy relationships lead you to be sick. I mean, there are things that you want to do that are good for your health and your body, all part of the things you can tap into with your own hidden power. 14 after the hour. Speaking of power, the power to lose weight. Calotren, Calotren. I should only tell you that Calotren works and leave it at that, because it does. But I can give you a little background into how you, no matter whether you're 10 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight, this will work for you. These people have been running this company for 20, 30 years. They understand how to make it work because they understand the essentials of the active ingredient in Calotren is collagen, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-S, protein that builds your body's muscle. You like muscle? You need muscle? The older you get, the less muscle you have. Because your natural proteins, the collagen, starts going away in your 30s and keeps going away. So you start getting fat. Get fatter. You got more fat, less lean tissue. The Calotren helps you develop the tissue back again so that you have muscle, pushes out the fat. Bingo bango. It's pretty interesting theory and pretty simple. Get to the bottom line.
Lose the weight.
All right, you ready? Go to toploss.com. Here's how you do it. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV, or you can even use my name, Doug Steffen. And there's a special deal for those of you listening. You're going to get 10% off all the bottles you buy, up to three. Fourth bottle will be free. So that's an incentive. But the real incentive here is to be able to lose the weight and keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for all the savings. Fabulous way, proven way. I recommend it because I'm using it. Lots of benefits, but the important thing is you get your health, you keep your health at the right weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Kim Bellissimo is here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The various terms that are being used here, a lot of people think that it's psychobabble. You have your background is in psychological beliefs, identifying them. How do you, it seems like you treat people who have different problems with sort of the same approach. Is that fair?
Actually, you know, I look at it from a very energetic way. And so, no, everyone's different. And, you know, the tools kind of, I get a download from what I need to do with somebody in the moment. I may use a certain tool, but it really just depends where a person's stuck and really how to, open the wisdom of their heart so they can have access to their energy. And especially, I have to say, since we're in a group, even though it is kind of a cyber group, you know, on the radio yeah. and people listening, it's a wonderful space because I'm holding space for people to actually, you know, have something in their life that they do want to change, that they think about it, like, as we're speaking now. Because if they do, they're going to experience, they can really let go of that vibration that they've been holding or they may be creating with. And it's very hard for people to do, but in this space, if they do it, especially coming up with this full moon, we can do that.
All right, yeah. Let's talk about the full moon, the past moon. You were giving me some advice when there was the new moon. Let's get at it as we continue with Kim Bellissimo, 21 After, Your Hidden Power.
Hi.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Focus on your health, mental health, your spiritual health and well-being, your hidden power. Kim Bellissimo. There are lots of Kim Bellissimos with two S's. I think there's only one with one. B-E-L-L-I-S-I-M-O, KimBellissimo.com. So we're going through terms and that sort of thing, and I was going to bring it around to a practical example of how you can be of service to people. You have been of service. As I said a few minutes ago, never mind. I don't want to get into private stuff, but I don't mind being personal because I think sometimes the example helps people. I certainly have had my problems working my way through or around or away from what you would describe as an unhealthy relationship. And you say that you can work clearing people. That word was something that was, when I first studied Scientology, I've tried to study all modern religions and cults and stuff like that. I've just been curious. So that term clearing comes out of that. And when people hear it, if they know anything about Scientology, they get put off by it. You're using it in an entirely different way, are you not?
Yes. And I don't really know the Scientology version of clearing. So I'm not sure what they mean by that, but I'm really looking forward to clear something. You have to have a match. There has to be a matching frequency. And when you get a matching frequency, you can clear it. And so coming up to this full moon, you know, what usually will start to come up for people and what they want to clear are things they don't want and, or patterns that they haven't been able to change. And so we can do a little process where everyone can experience, a way of maybe clearing something in their life here in the next 3 days. Because, you know, in that full moon, what we don't want is going to be amplified, and it will come up, and maybe we'll feel very vulnerable. And this is a great time for us to clear something, to transform it, is what I mean by clear, because mm-hmm. it's really about taking that old energy, like the poison, the peacock eating the poison, transforming it into beauty. Mm-hmm. And we want to take those areas we don't really have access to or we're not in our space. And by owning and occupying our space, then we can transform, whatever the shit into beauty.
The The course you are offering called Taoism, I've heard of Taoism, a number of isms. I don't know that I've ever heard of Taoism. How does it work?
Taoism, and especially this one, is about moon magic, but now it's about now, not how, because most people, when they're trying to create something, how am I going to do it? And they start to go in their mind. And when they do, they program themselves out of the magic. And the magic really is only contained in that heart field. Our heart creates a bubble around us. It creates our biofield. And when we can be and when we can own and occupy that space, then we are in the now. It is the fertile ground that we can plant our intentions in. And when we do that, magic can happen. So with my clients, I would have to say that it is really about creating the unknown, creating what they don't expect. Because when most people go to create, they're creating the same old thing. And so it's about right. having an intention and not knowing what it's going to be so it can drop out of thin air. Because the moment you know means the moment you're going to create the same old thing again and again.
Yep.
So the heart creates the unknown. And that's when we start talking to the heart, when we just even ask, I open the wisdom of my heart, and we ask the heart what it wants to create. Now we can create something beyond what we know.
Now, can I ask you, with this in mind, I'm just thinking about what you've taught me and what you just said. In essence, if you continue, thoughts are things, and if you continue to keep those same thoughts, hold those same thoughts, those same beliefs, like all men can't be trusted, something like that, and therefore, the men that you attract into your life are going to be untrustworthy. You're trying to break people of having that thought pattern. Is that it?
Yeah, and you do it through, you do it actually with a vibration. You actually change the vibration. And because our thoughts will continue, and even let's say it is that thought, I can't trust men. And everyone, if they can imagine just what they want to clear, what they want to transform. Something, you know, like I can't trust men. Mm-hmm. And even if you hold that thought for a moment and feel what that feels like in your body, if you could feel that vibration in you and just identify it, and when you identify it in the body, let's say it's in the stomach, just run a circuit to the heart, to the belly, and running that circuit and feeling it can start to release it, and then you can then think of a new feeling that you want in your body.
And it's like how your brain rebuilds itself, or your heart does, literally. If there's a problem in part of your heart, you can redirect the blood. There's a technique that does that, and same with your brain. All right, so this is fascinating stuff. I would send you to Kim's website, where there's lots of information. You get e-books, Energy Works is one of the books, I think, the courses that are there. If you go to our website, it's been updated for the course that will be held this week. It's really an important thing for us to understand where we're... And it's hard, man. I will tell you, as somebody who's... I will be the first to tell you, changing your thought patterns is very difficult stuff. You got to be committed to it. It's hard work, and it takes a long time with most of us to get that cycle broken. So if you're interested in doing that, I'd recommend Kim 100,000 times. Kim Bellissimo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to a tweet over the weekend from President Trump about illegal immigrants. He calls for faster deportations, saying when someone comes into the U.S. illegally, quote, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Legal analyst Danny Savalo says even though they may be illegal immigrants,
immigrants do have a Fifth Amendment right to due process. That due process means they must be able to at least state their case in an immigration proceeding.
He spoke on MSNBC. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tossed out of a restaurant called the Red Hen in Virginia over the weekend because she works for President Trump. Now restaurants in New Jersey and Connecticut that have the same name say they've been receiving threats threatening phone calls and emails over the issue. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Continue the expansion of our mind, your hidden power. Uri Geller joins us. He's here every week from his home in Israel, perhaps one of the world's, if not one of the world's foremost mind motivator. That's one of the reasons I have him here, to look at motivating your mind. He will tell you, sets your limits. Everything, anything is possible when you believe. I sound with my emphasis like Uri. He's taught me that over the years. When you envision you can do it, you can do it. What your mind conceives and believes is what you achieve. How am I doing, Uri? All right?
You're doing great. As a matter of fact, just under an hour ago, I was coming up to my apartment in Old Jaffa in Israel, and there was a group of about 60 youngsters who were about between 19 and 22. And they were just passing in the alleyway, and one of the Israeli bodyguards recognized me, so I stopped and gave him a little lecture. I bent a spoon for them. I ran up to the apartment, got a spoon down, bent it for them. And then I just repeated my mantra, whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. If you can go there with your body, you can go there with your mind. And there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, because you are the architect of your own life. And they loved it. And I also add, Doug, very important, keep away from smoking, don't touch weed. Because the latest thing in Israel, sadly, is that young people all kind of take it so easy about, you know, okay, so I'm smoking some hash, I'm smoking some weed, you know, marijuana. And I think that that's going to screw your mind 10 years from now. So that's where I come from concerning any drug. Any drug is not good for your mind, body, and soul. And I think you agree with me, don't you, Doug?
I do. I think I don't. I'm not somebody who tells people what to do with their lives. If you want to smoke, do those sorts of things. Not my business. But educate yourself as to what happens under the circumstances. There's a lot of difference. There's a lot of good that's being done for a lot of people, frankly. Smoking marijuana when it comes to medicine, I don't know the same can be said for recreational use of it. But that's where the line is, and that's where people get confused sometimes, I think.
But you know, Doug, the short-term effects of drugs, definitely on mental health, is it's all psychoactive. All psychoactive drugs may cause mental health problems while you're taking them. And as you know, we all know this. You can clear your drug from the body by going into detox and all this. But these can include anxiety if you smoke drugs, mood swings, depression, sleep problems, and psychosis. I mean, it's crazy. And the youngsters here take it so, okay, let's all get together. So when I walk down Dizengoff Street or Rothschild Boulevard, you know, you smell marijuana. It has a very, very small, very strong effect on your body, and you can totally smell it. You know the smell of marijuana, don't you?
Don't like it. Yeah, I don't like being around it. I'm not a preacher when it comes to this sort of thing.
Why not, Doug? Why are you kind of...
Well, because it's not up to me to tell people what to do. I think you can tell them what happens if. I think that's the thing that has more. I think if you, and maybe I've learned this as we get older, I find sort of saying to people, don't do this, or, you know, the old do as I say, sometimes not as I do routine doesn't work as well as the simple things. Like in school, one of the things I remember most was the police officer who was in charge of the drug control unit brought into the classroom a picture of somebody's lungs who'd smoked, or the picture of what, you know, that smoke is doing as it goes into your body, the cellular structure of your body. Things, when you look at it, scare the hell out of you.
Well, when I do my lectures and teach people how to stop smoking, I actually travel with a dead man's lung, and I pull it out and I show it close up to the camera. It is shocking. But going back to hard drugs, you know, it's sadly it's all over. For instance, presence of illicit drugs such as cocaine are in rivers and in lakes. I bet you didn't know this.
Oh yeah, no, I know that people have been flushing that stuff down the toilets, and the stuff's getting everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and you know, even as little as a few nanograms per liter in water causes hyperactivity and severe muscle damage in eels, in freshwater eels. And these studies have been published in science magazines, a most important magazine called Science of the Total Environment. And this says that this damage could not be reversed. Even after you keep people cocaine-free, et cetera, the damage is done and it's there forever.
Well, there's a lot of things. We have a lot of, it's called responsibility, personal responsibility. I think if people don't like themselves, are not happy with themselves, I think that's what you have to get at first. I was just talking with a lady who, her name is Kim Bellissimo, who's really a great trainer, teacher, coach, and we were talking about changing things about your life that are unhealthy, whether it's relationships, whether it's the food you eat, whether it's the things you drink and or smoke. But until you can, we all know working on these things are very, very difficult. Your mind gets set. You are brought up to, you know, certainly in my relationship, my life, I was sort of abandoned by my mother. You were abandoned by your father. So I have issues with women that basically bring me around and not trusting them because I think they'll abandon me, and I attract women who abandon me. That's what goes on.
Amazing.
And that's how your mind works.
Amazing. And what's great is that you're so open about it on radio. Right now, there are tens of thousands of people who hear you. What's good about it, Doug, that you're so candid and open and transparent, is the fact that you, by saying these words, Doug, you have now influenced hundreds of people who have the same problem as you have. And if you just tell them that those positive words of how you got through it, how you manage it, how you control this, and how you got back into mainstream positively, that helps them. So this is why I always say that any presenter on radio or television, you're in the driver's seat. You're in a seat where you can control people's emotions, their attitude to things, and their social network. So good for you, Doug, and keep doing that. Once in a while, divert a little, think out of the box, and go into a mode of teaching, becoming a kind of a mini guru on your television shows or radio shows, because by doing that, you are influencing for good, for the better, positively, hundreds, if not thousands of people are listening to you all across America.
Well, you know, certainly that's the case with you as well. You want to be influenced by somebody who's a fascinating human being. Uri Geller's website is Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com. To that point, I want to remind those of you who are becoming regulars listening to our podcasts every week at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. The current podcast focuses on Dr. Jay Kumar visiting with me. He's a thought leader, counsels organizations and people on harnessing the art and science of happiness, short-term, long-term. He's got clients all around the world. And the benefit here is to get some insight into techniques. That's what I'm talking to Uri about as well. Techniques. Understand what the problem is and then come up with, there are lots of different techniques. That's why we have all these people on the program all the time, because there are different techniques. One may work for you, one may not. Anyway, so find out the book that Dr. Kumar is publishing, The Science of a Happy Brain, is in the current podcast. Uri Geller talks in the current podcast about a big announcement. He has the things that Uri does, life, love, teaching. He's one of the world's best teachers, so you can always check him out, and some of the things he brings to us here, very unique. Psychic Chef Mary O'Malley, who's up next, her podcast at the moment, or the podcast part of our Your Hidden Power podcast, explains the psychic's role in the complexity of love. I want to expand upon that with her in just a moment here on Your Hidden Power.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
Time now for us to visit with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who comes every week into the program to help you understand yourself. We have a theme going, as most weeks I do here, Mary, as you know, thinking about how to help one. So one of the things you do in helping people is, and we pretty often talk about relationships, it isn't just your relationship with people, it's your relationship with money. It's your relationship with yourself as much, but beliefs that we have. Your hardest job, I'm going to ask you, I'm sort of putting it in a statement, the question in a statement form, but I'm guessing that your hidden, the work that's difficult for you, that most people don't understand, because you get it, but it's hidden from their reality, is what they grew up around, the unhealthy things. I was just mentioning, I've had over the years healthy, well, not I, actually, I haven't had. I can't name one really healthy relationship in my life with a woman that lasted. And so I look back upon it with your help and others and see that it comes from my relationship with my mother, which was, I don't know if it's unhealthy, but it was pretty, it wasn't good. And so you train people to, you do, to get themselves away from those thoughts. But isn't it difficult and time consuming to get people to realize first what the problem like that is and then get away from it?
It really is. You know, spirit has a way of picking the right words to show a person how their actions might be, you know, causing some problems in the relationship or their expectations or their fears. And you're right. We're set up from the beginning of our life on as far as expectations in a relationship.
So these things are supposed to happen then. We, for whatever the reason, are one of our lessons when we come in, one of my lessons was to learn how to deal with women, to love women, because I think I love women, a particular woman, but I don't, it's unsatisfying, it's non-sequential. So, and I get tripped up by things that come into my experience. They're obviously supposed to be there because we do choose our path. That's what you believe. I think we come in here with a definite agenda and a definite road to hoe, if you will.
Right, exactly. We do, and we have some hurdles to get over and some, you know, negative things to dispel and some positive things to bring to the table also. And every situation is completely different. But basically, spirit helps point out fears, gives a broader perspective on what's really happening. You know, we get so protective of ourselves that we take everything personally, even though we don't realize that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so spirit's really good at pointing that out and helping the person come to terms with their own issues so that they don't have to bring that issue to the table in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we do.
We do. Yeah.
We do. Yeah. We do. So it's what's the old expression? We get too soon old and too late smart. the stuff from Uri talking about motivation, thoughts are things. If you think you can do something, you can. That's the hardest thing to work around. If you think something about somebody or some group of people, whether it's at work or relationship, whatever you think, this is the most difficult thing. And you said this to me, and Uri has, I mean, maybe that should be the whole theme of the program, to change your thoughts. If you're not happy with what's going on in your life, where you start is with your thoughts.
I was in a class years back where they said that everybody's thoughts are just an interesting point of view, including our own. So it's when we get trapped in the thoughts as a reality that we're in trouble.
But we don't know.
Keep our thoughts flexible. But it's just the idea of keeping them flexible, that it might just be an interesting point of view, as opposed to absolute truth. You know, that starts the journey with that.
Yeah, okay. So then holding thoughts like women aren't to be trusted, men aren't to be trusted, is a point of view, but it's not necessarily. And you can prove that it isn't if you work at it enough, because certainly most people aren't cut out of that same cloth. And if they are, it may not be sort of their own choosing. It's the experiential thing that's a part of this. That's, yeah, okay. So we put two and two together and come up with four once again. PsychicScout.com. There's great help available for you that want to work through things. Mary O'Malley is the Psychic Scout. Go to PsychicScout.com. This is Your Hidden Power.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, next focus here on Your Hidden Power, going to the podcast that's currently available at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, explains, actually reveals astrological implications about the summit between the president and Kim Jong-un. So we move on. The podcasts are from the week before. Find out what's there. It's all archived at yourhiddenpowershow.com. If you have something, you hear an inkling of something and you don't get the nuance of it, then you can jump back to the Hidden Power podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Joining us now is Maria Francesca Trilogy. You can find her at astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com. astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com. Full moon coming this week. What does the why is the energy different around a full moon versus a new moon? I don't know that I've ever asked you that, at least not in this context.
Oh, that's a good question. Yes. Well, the difference, if you look at the moon in its physical form, when it's a new moon, it's just this little sliver.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's a full moon, it's bright as can be, and every bit of it is filled up with light. Well, astrologically, and not psychologically, but kind of, if you think of it in that way, how it affects us is when it's anything new, that's why they call it a new moon, is something we're starting. So it's an opportunity to start a new project, a new way.
Is the full moon a time to end or wrap things up?
Yes, that's the time for us to be grateful for everything we have that is good and to let go of those things that we no longer want to bring to us, bring to the world or to each other as we then have that period of a couple of days after a full moon when everything kind of quiets down and then we start the new moon again. So, you know, astrology is this continual timing device that each month there is something prominent, something powerful occurring for us to take advantage of. That's what I think is so lovely about astrology and its capability, you know, to do that for us.
In your, if people contact you at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com, what services do you offer? What does a good astrologer do? Because we hear a lot about psychology, we hear about psychiatry, we hear about psychics. We hear about connection to the mind, and I mean, there are 900 different things that will help move us along, I suppose. Why would someone come to an astrologer versus any other sensitive sort? What are the things they can find out from you that they can't find out someplace else that will help them?
Well, I think for me, what astrology does is it people come to me in two different ways. First, they come because they've never been to an astrologer, so they want someone to define for them and support with them their personality. So I tell them where they give me their birth information, and I can quickly assess, not quickly, but enough information to give them personality traits that are critical for them to know about their basic self. This is beyond parents and teachers and relationships, and even with little children. I do charts for mothers who have just had babies to help the mother understand what this child is going to be like. And then the second time people come is to look at what's going on for the year ahead. And that's critical for them to know how those planets moving in the sky are affecting them and their birth chart.
So there's some solid, grounded information that isn't transitional, and then there's the impact. We have these things come from our signs. We know a person is thus and so because we understand what the sign and the implications are of it and the tendencies of people who are in these signs. And then it's how they are affected each day by, that's why you have a horoscope every day. You got things that will influence you every single day differently because you come from a different place. So that's why having a good, strong astrological grounding is important. And you won't get a better one than reaching out to Maria Francisca Trelegy, astrologerforyourlife.com, astrologer number four, yourlife@gmail.com, astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.